to Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Yes, it is. It's time to get in the ring with DJ Deku. So we're starting right at 10 because Beast Mike is calling in today. How you doing, Beast Mike?
I'm pretty good.
I turned up the headphones and it got feedback. So how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I didn't set my alarm. Not in studio with you, but it is. In a beautiful start at that, Thursday, September 22nd, 2016. Let's see, we've got quite a bit to get to.
Yes, we do.
Champions preview. This is the first week about Cruiserweight Classic, so. I know, it's unfortunate, but it's.
It is unfortunate because we don't have the highlight of the week. I got to get everything set up. I already have the destruction, and then my. Normal place, Wrestling with Words, just did a redesign, and I'm like, their logo's like right in front of like the blogs, and I'm like, oh god, they just did a redesign, so they're working out kinks, so.
You weren't prepared for that, okay.
I knew it was happening, but, because they were hyping it up, but.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, so I gotta get new. Doors.com. Sorry. It's a little rusty start to the show.
But it's still okay. So we got some stuff to get to. We got the close to go home show from Raw.
Yes.
It was a pretty good show from Raw, a good show from SmackDown. So it was I'm still holding up a decent week for WWE. So
yeah, I thought it was decent. I'm just pulling up all the results for me, too. We had a good match on SmackDown, WWE.
Right.
WWE Raw, and I'm going to do WWE Clash of Champions since we're... Let's start over. No, just kidding.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go to Raw first.
Actually, let's go in order. Saturday was New Japan Destruction in Tokyo.
Oh, that's right.
So, speak into your phone where you're a little low on here.
Oh, okay. I'll turn it up then. Alright.
So, we had the first of three destruction shows here in Tokyo at the Ota World Gym. And this was a gamble for New Japan as. They put Kushida in the main event, and ooh. Tanahashi and Okada and Omega and Elgin didn't have singles matches, neither did Naito, and your second match from the top was Shibata versus Bobby Fish, which we'll get into later, but first, we had David Finlay and Henry versus Roppongi Vice. David Finlay now no longer a young lion, sporting those leopard print tights. What do you think of the leopard print tights?
I mean, I see channeling like his inner Enzo. I mean, it's nice to see David Finlay get promoted, if you will. Kind of like not be regarded as like a rook or a young lion anymore. So I think that's a really nice touch for someone who's really has gotten better.
Yes, he has, and I like the improvements. He does a cutter variation called the Prima Nautica.
Okay.
And according to one official New Japan Twitter account, he's officially no longer a young lion. Henare basically leapfrogged a bunch of Japanese young lions to be the top young lion, since a lot of them aren't ready or New Japan's protecting them. They're not on these shows. So David Finlay and Henare faced Roppongi Vice. Henare ate the pin with the Dude Buster. Okay. By Beretta. Nothing really out of the ordinary. Are you actually going to the college? Or where are you going?
I don't think so. At this moment in time, I'm actually going to get breakfast. There's a Chick-fil-A not too far from here, and they're trying to beat the time before breakfast closes.
Ah.
So I have a free sandwich I want to redeem, so I'm going to try to do that.
Ah, that's good. Chick-fil-A is very good. They're not a sponsor. And then we get this tag match. Yuji Nagata and Minoru Nakanishi versus Yoshi, the Bullet Club Hunters of Yoshitatsu and Captain New Japan. This was awful.
That's not good.
This match didn't sound good, and it wasn't good. Captain New Japan lost again, and Yoshitatsu had a meltdown. And Hunter Club basically simply walked off after the loss. It doesn't even matter who ate the pin. Captain New Japan, of course, ate the pin, but off a backdrop hold onto Nagata. Nagata hit the backdrop hold onto Captain New Japan. It was a one-star match.
Ouch.
Yep. But then business picked up.
Okay.
Makabe, Hanma, and Tiger Mask versus Satoshi Kojima, Tenzan, and Liger. As Hanma pinned Liger with the Kokeshi, it was sort of surprising because on paper it looked like Tiger Mask was going to eat the fall, but it was a good match. Everyone worked hard. 3 stars. And then Hirooki Goto and Tomohiro Ishii and Gato versus Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, and Chase Owens. And for Tangaloa, this is the best he's looked.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tama Tonga is looking good, looking a lot better. Tangaloa looked somewhat presentable, which for him is A-okay with me. And then Chase Owens has been really good, but Tangaloa ate the pin with the Ishii Brainbuster. It was a good 3-star match, again. Nothing new, too noteworthy to
write home about.
And then we had Juice Robinson versus Kyle O'Reilly. This match freaking ruled. This was really good.
I mean, we were wondering about, we were speculating last week about Juice Robinson. Can he step up to this level? Like, how good is he on this stage to get a big time performer like Kyle O'Reilly? Apparently he knocked it out of the park.
He did knock it out of the park. It was a 3¾-star match, which is really good. O'Reilly would win with the armbar, and potentially set, and we'll get to O'Reilly later with Fish. This was really good. O'Reilly was the bully, and was pulling out submissions out of nowhere. And it was really good. I really enjoyed this match. What were your thoughts on the match?
I'm getting more and more impressed with Juice Robinson. I like what he's coming up with. I like his style, and I think O'Reilly played a very good role. I think he played a very good role in this match. Like kind of like semi clean of the bad guy here. So all in all, I like what Juice Robinson's coming from. I like what he's doing. I think there's better days ahead of him.
Yeah, I agree. Okada, Yoshihashi, and Ospreay versus Kenny Omega, Bad Luck Fale, and Yujiro. This was good. It was sort of fun to see Ospreay and Omega in the ring together.
Yeah.
And Ospreay did eat the one winged angel for the fall.
Omega hot.
It was high energy. Actually, Yoshihashi put away Yujiro as he heads into the biggest match of his life. I got that wrong. I was thinking I was thinking of the Road 2 show that was after this, where Ospreay ate the one-winged angel. But Yoshihashi pinned away Yujiro, and it set up the Omega-Yoshihashi match at the next major show. Then we had another 3-star match. Nothing to write home about. Then Tanahashi, Elgin, and Taguchi versus Naito, Sonata, and Evil. This was good. Highlight with the, this, If you've seen this before, Sonata hit the Dragon Sleeper on Taguchi for the win.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a post-match attack on Elegant by Naito, left him lying.
Setting up. I would presumably think a Naito versus Elegant thing.
Yes. Which is going on, I believe, in Hiroshima. Not Hiroshima, but the other one. The other Destruction Show. Then the Never Open Weight title, Katsuyori Shibata versus Bobby Fish. This was very good. 4-star match.
Mm-hmm.
It was ugly. It was nice. And what would you say is defense?
I would say that defense would be it would be insulting to play defense in a fight like this.
It was a really great match. Headbutts, Shibata blood running down his face as he hits the PK. It was poetic. This match was awesome. 4 stars easily.
Something beautiful in Shibata wrestling a match that's incredibly ugly.
Yes.
It's just something to that.
And then Kyle O'Reilly went nose to nose with Shibata after the match.
That's the O'Reilly setup. I figure O'Reilly's gonna battle Shibata at some point.
But we don't know about Shibata since he has a neck injury, spinal injury. So they've pulled him off the rest of the tour so he could rest.
Hmm.
Then we had the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship in a surprise, Bushi beating Kushida.
Ooh.
For the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship here. There was a lot of interference, a lot of brawling. It took 2 MXs for Bushi win. Kushida was wrong, but, you know, it was a cheap way to win, and Kushida's a better chaser.
Okay.
But it was a good 3.5-star match. So the 3 must-watch matches are Kyle O'Reilly Juice, Bobby Fish Shibata, which was the match of the night, and Bushi Kushida.
That's probably why they saved it for last, to have that surprise and dramatic title change.
Yeah.
That's probably why they saved it for last, but I think that seemed about why they did it.
And on to the other 2 Destruction shows, which is actually today, Destruction in Hiroshima. Okada beat Fale, Colby Ospreay, the Briscoes beat the Bucks, Omega beat Yoshihashi. We'll have a full review next week. And, you know, it was very much Risk. And then the Destruction in Kobe, we have the Elgin Naito match and these Never Open Weight 6-man title match between I'm calling the Bucks versus Matt Sydal, Ricochet, and Satoshi Kojima, my favorite team ever. So Omega beat Yoshihashi today and Colby Ospreay in what seemed to be good. So no reviews are out yet, so we'll review it in full next week and see what the big deals were. And now to WWE, where
we'll start with Raw. And this Raw wasn't too bad. This Raw was it started pretty
good.
It
was
good.
Okay. I was watching the Eagles game for the most part, but
I did catch up with it. I was pretty much the same boat. So Raw started off with the fallout from the previous week, as Kevin Owens won that match with Roman Reigns last week, and you had a very angry Roman and a still angry Rusev and Rollins. So how is Foley going to punish Rollins and Rusev for their actions? Well, he put them against each other. But that came on a little bit after the show started. And then he put Owens and Reigns in a steel cage match to make sure we get a clear winner and with no interference. So that was the first to set up for Raw. Again, Roman gets loudly booed. He's a little splattering of cheers every now and again, but he got loudly booed once again.
I think his role here was very good.
Yes, it was.
Short yep. promo. Short.
Mm-hmm.
Short to the point. He
yep.
sounded really good here.
Yes, Roman is getting better at speaking. He certainly is improving. As long as they keep it short, sweet, to the point, just don't keep it like long-winded. because he can't talk with a Rollins or an Owens. As long as he keeps the short tweet to the point, he'll be fine. And I think that's the way he should be.
Then Seth Rollins and Rusev, double count out.
Should have been a steel cage. Like, if you're going to punish, or Foley should have found like a more efficient way to punish Rusev and Rollins at their interferences. Foley definitely like took the blame for what happened. And this was a double count out as they fought up the stage. It looked like Rusev was ready to destroy Seth Rollins until Rollins dove off the table. Which I don't know why they made a big deal out of it, because let's face it, it's like 5 feet above the ground, or 5 or 6 feet above the ground. So Rollins basically just dove off the table onto Rusev and a crossbody, which was a nice touch to it. That's what keeping Seth Rollins hot for this Sunday.
Yeah,
and Rusev didn't get like it wasn't a big deal for Rusev to eat splat. Strowman comes back, does his thing against Sankara, so we'll just keep moving.
We'll move on. Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Charlotte and Dana Brooke.
Now, this was set up after they watched the footage from last week. We were wondering, I speculated last week, from what I'd read, they were going to keep it Sasha and Charlotte and keep Bayley out to kind of get them one-on-one and then have a Bayley-Sasha one-on-one later. But as it turns out, that's not what's going to go down here. They talked about the double pin as all four shoulders were down. That's the truth. And this now turns into a triple threat match between Sasha, Charlotte, Bayley, and Clash of Champions, which I think is going to be tremendous.
I think it's going to be tremendous as well.
So then we get to the tag match as Sasha and Bayley coexisted pretty well. We got a rematch from Battleground. But this time it was distraction by Dana, and then Charlotte would drop Bayley. It would pin Bayley to get the win. So Charlotte built some momentum going into the match this Sunday. So there's a good win for Charlotte and Dana, and it's clear that they're on the falling out. So the clock is ticking for when Dana finally turns and snaps on Charlotte. So the clock is ticking.
Yes, the clock is ticking. Bo Dallas versus Gary Graham. There were let's go jobber chants. Let's keep it moving.
Yep, Bo Dallas does his thing. Cesaro evens the series up at 3.
Very good match.
Cesaro and Sheamus have had some really good battles over the last few months, but this time is 3 up. Sheamus has blown a 3-0 lead. Cesaro would get it done, finishing off with a neutralizer, and he counters the battering ram uppercut. But this is a very good match from start to finish. These two have really had some good battles. Their battle on Sunday should be very, very entertaining.
And then the backstage segment of the night.
As
Jericho and Foley.
Jericho and Foley and the List of Jericho.
Oh, as Jericho does know a thing or two about lists.
Yeah, oh yes, the armbar list. Yes, the thousand holes of Jericho. Oh, that's so good. Jericho's still good with it. And Foley with a little bit of a shot at the fashion sense. Foley taking a shot at the scarf, which is funny. And then Jericho taking shots at Foley. And then the brain space dude in the 10th row, that was a great shot. And one of the dudes in the crowd. And the List of Jericho as he writes it in, man.
Writes it in. Yes, writes it in, man. As Chris Jericho hits the ring, says for the last few months, Vic Foley's been doing a terrible job running the show, blah, 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 blah. Enzo and Cass come out.
We get the Enzo and Cass do the best friends thing, which was funny. And then we get the travel agents, Primo and Epico. They come out. They speak for 5 seconds. The New Day comes out. And then we get Sami Zayn attacking Jericho. Which is a 10-man tag.
And then Dallas Anderson involved.
And Xavier Woods, actually, like as we got to the pre-match brawl between the 10, not named Xavier Woods. Xavier Woods ends up on the second rope, actually video recording the whole thing, which is actually kind of funny. And so it leads to the 10-man tag of Zayn, New Day's Big E and Cole, and Enzo and Cass versus Jericho, Gallant Anderson, and Primo and Epico. It was a solid match. Everyone kind of got in where they fit in. But it was Enzo getting the pin on Primo after the Bada Boom Shakalaka, getting the W there. A good win for the faces.
Welcome to.
So it was okay. Then the cruiserweights, this just drug on, and then the match.
You didn't like
I liked the match, but it drug on with Foley introducing them.
Yeah, Foley kind of got stammered from that situation there.
But this was a good spot fest. Brian Kendrick wins.
Kendrick wins with the bully choke, which he's now calling the captain's hook.
Yes.
I believe he did it on Alexander. He got Alexander to submit.
Yeah.
There'll be more on Alexander later, but this is a really good match where all four guys have their spots in. And Alexander and Swan.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They're just flipping off. And then Metalik was flipping out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, my God.
They were throwing. Alexander and Swan were just dropping bombs on each other. Literally, you could feel the right hands. And they were snapping on the jaws.
Last week, Nia Jax versus Alicia Fox, they played back a segment. And then Kevin Owens versus Reigns.
Owens Reigns steel cage was a solid steel cage match. I like this. I like what they presented. And Owens continuing to troll as he does oh so well. It was at the Roman's actually kicked out of the pop of powerbomb, which is impressive. But in the end, it was Roman who got out of the cage first, and then Roman would win the match. But then Owens and Rusev would then trap Reigns in the cage. It was a 2-on-1 beatdown for a few minutes, and then Reigns was catching a beating. And surprise, Seth Rollins comes out and dives off the cage and cross bodies on the Rusev and Owens. And as Raw closes the show with all four guys down, as the two male main events are getting ready for Raw.
Let's preview the Clash of Champions now.
Yep, because it is a Raw event. That's perfectly fine.
Your pre-show matches Alicia Fox versus Nia Jax. 1, 2, 3.
Nia should destroy Alicia once again. It's nice to see Nia actually face Dan.
This is going to be a really strong pay-per-view, I think.
It is. It's got three and probably four really good matches. At least three and four matches and four good matches that you can look forward to.
Five. Actually, all except for the tag match.
You don't love New Day, and Anderson and Gallows have not really hit since they split up with AJ.
Starting off with the debuting, TJ Perkins.
Yes.
Versus
Kendrick.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is. And these are two of the best from the Cruiserweight Classic, and Perkins defends the Cruiserweight Championship against Kendrick. And I think Perkins retains, but I think it's going to be a really good match.
I think it's going to be really good. Brian Kendrick is basically having a career run right now.
Sure is. This is some of the best work I've ever seen of Kendrick. It really is. He's really done well in his career renaissance.
Cesaro, Sheamus. I think Cesaro wins.
Yeah, this completes the comeback for Cesaro. This has been a series that has been dramatic.
I think they're going to throw bombs.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they're going to go all out for about 20 minutes and whoever comes up first wins.
Rusev.
I'm going to Cesaro.
Yeah. Rusev, Roman Reigns.
I don't think this rivalry's over this Sunday.
I think Reigns wins.
I can see Roman win the title. I can see Roman winning and Rusev being very enraged about losing. I can totally see that.
Zane,
yeah, how about that?
Jericho.
Zane and Jericho is going to be entertaining. This could be a show-stealing match if there weren't already another show-stealing match already here. I think Zane will win the match. I think this will be a very good match from start to finish where both guys will get spots in. Jericho will have the drama that he provides. But in the end, I think it'll be Zayn to get the W.
I concur. Charlotte, Sasha, Bayley, I think they're going to go back to Sasha here.
This is the match I'm most looking forward to. I think these three are going to go hard. Will it be as good as WrestleMania's triple threat? We'll see. I think it'll be close to, if not better. And this will be a very entertaining triple threat. I think it'll be Sasha making Charlotte submit.
Yeah.
And winning the title.
I agree. New Day versus Gallows and Anderson. It's just time. For the New Day.
It'll be day 400 of New Day's championship reign. It's an incredible reign. Gallows and Anderson, I think, have too much momentum. I think it'll be Gallows getting the W here, pinning Kofi to win the titles. But I mean, it'll be New Day will put up a fight. It really will. But I think it's day 400 on the reign. I think it'll be the last match.
And then Owens versus Rollins. This is going to be phenomenal.
Owens and Rollins are going to wreck shop and do big things. I could see Triple H. It wouldn't shock me if Triple H interfered. It did something. It wouldn't shock me at all. But I think Owens retains. I think Owens. Oh yeah, one thing we didn't get to the promo. But Owens with Rollins and Stephanie. The thing with Rollins and Stephanie, where Stephanie effectively co-signed, whether she knew or not, she definitely co-signed with Triple H with Hunter's actions. And then saying that Kevin Owens is the guy, is the right guy to be champion. So that was a very intriguing part of that promo, or part of Raw. That Stephanie basically just went wrong.
Yep. That was very interesting.
Then I do think Owens retains.
Yeah, I think Owens retains too. SmackDown Live.
SmackDown was solid. It had two main events. Both were very productive main events. But
yeah.
First, before we get to that, we had, let's see, it was the women. It was the lead off with the Usos American Alpha. It was the
awesome. It was a women's Alpha segment that opened up the show.
Yeah, the women's contract, actually not the tag match, the contract signing between Becky and Alexa Bliss, which Alexa threw some barbs in. She threw some verbal shots in, and Becky Lynch would fire back with her grit and determination, the way she does her thing. And Alexa hit her with the contract, and then Becky came back swinging, chasing her up the ramp. It was Becky getting the last word, and she signs the contract, and the title match is on between Becky and Alexa.
In 2 weeks.
Yep. No mercy.
American Alpha, then Miz and Daniel Bryan.
Alpha vs. Usos was tremendous. The winner was going to get Rhino and Slater for the tag team championships.
This was freaking awesome.
I enjoyed this match from start from the rip. It's clear that either Gable really sold that leg injury well, or he is still really hurt. And this was a tremendous match. Usos really played the bad guy role tremendously well. This was some of the best work I've seen with Usos in a while. And they looked so much fresher. I mean, yeah, they went back to the super kicks a little bit, but there's a lot more strategy and psychology before they go.
Yeah, they don't need to, like, slow it down completely. They could still do super kicks. They could still do the splash.
Right. But they are clearly the psychology of going to the legs and taking out the legs of their opponents is pretty good work. So it was Jey Uso getting the splash onto Jordan. Jordan, because he didn't tag in Gable. He's clearly on one leg. And it was Jimmy Uso, which get the last chop block in on Jey got the splash and Jimmy got the last chop block in on Gable, leaving Gable unable to break up the pin. So the Usos, who are clearly on a war path, will be fighting later in Rhino for the tag title for No Mercy.
And then Apollo Crews versus Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin wins.
Corbin did win. I wish they would go their separate ways. I understand they want to keep both guys against each other and keep them, like, kind of up. But I don't like what they're doing. They continue to do this with Corbin. Like, series of matches with one guy. Series of matches with one guy. I wish they would, like, put Corbin in the feud already and just keep moving. I mean, I'm sure instead of Corbin and Swagger, which I think will be entertaining. But I just think they go
poor Kalisto. Poor Kalisto. He needs to go in Raw.
Yeah, Kalisto needs to go to Raw. And that's probably why we haven't seen Kalisto in a while, in a few weeks.
The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler.
This was entertaining. I really enjoyed this match between Miz and Ziggler. Once again, Ziggler role tremendously well. I just think it was a really good match from the start to finish. They played it similar to Backlash. And once again, it was the spray that blinded Ziggler, but this time it was Miz, who basically bait and switched Ziggler, and also the ref, really, really hard, as he would
get the belt.
He would get the belt, after Ziggler kicked out of the zigzag, he'd get the belt, and then he would get the spray that Maurice was trying to get Ziggler on. Maurice got ejected. And then Ziggler got caught with the spray. And then Skull Crushing Finale. The referee was getting the belt back out of the ring. Skull Crushing Finale, 1-2-3, Miz retained. And once again, Miz with the hustle outsmarting Ziggler. Well done.
Randy Orton versus Eric Rowan. Randy Orton
wins.
Quick.
It was short, sweet, to the point, very quick. Bray Wyatt trying to play more mind games onto Randy Orton. But it was a quick RKO, which was getting the W here by Randy Orton. So not much to really write here about that one.
No contest between Nikki Bella and Naomi Natalia versus Natalia and Carmella?
Simply because Carmella snapped and Carmella wants to rip Nikki's head off. As we've clearly seen over the last few weeks, Carmella wants to rip Nikki's head off as quickly as humanly possible. And clearly they're going to fight at no mercy. It's just a matter of time before Daniel makes the match.
Dean Ambrose versus John Cena.
This was very entertaining. This would have been pay-per-view worthy, I think. This is a really good match. And Dean Ambrose with the semi-surprising pin. I didn't expect Dean Ambrose to get the win there. Or I expected like AJ to interfere during the match or something like that. I didn't expect it to be a clean Ambrose win, but I'm happy it was a clean Ambrose win. Because it's different. It's different. It would have been kind of same old song and dance if Cena won. I'm kind of glad Ambrose got the W there. They both kicked out of each other's finishers. Ambrose got a sneak roll-up pin, which would then lead to Styles phenomenal forearming Cena off the barricade, and Pele kicking Ambrose, kind of establishing his dominance as WWE champion. And then it was after Daniel Bryan, who would kind of troll the audience, saying that this is going to be Ambrose is going to get his rematch. He'll get it next week. Ambrose would then pop up and get Dirty Deeds to AJ, closing the show with Ambrose clearly making the loudest statement from SmackDown. Which show was better?
SmackDown.
Top to bottom, SmackDown barely beats Raw here. Yeah, I would agree with that. So we're with 7-2 SmackDown.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, SmackDown was better. Raw had some good moments. It really did. It wasn't that Raw was bad. SmackDown just overall, start to finish, was just better.
NXT.
NXT. We got a little bit more fallout from the beatdown that Joe gave Shinsuke. And Joe started the show with a promo, and he basically said ultimatum, either give me the belt, or I'm going to destroy everyone here, as he gave it to Regal. Joe's, and Shinsuke's prognosis was that he's going to be out for 6 to 12 weeks, and with a shoulder injury and the contusions, he'll be out 6 to 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And Joe basically warned Regal, either give me the title, or I'm going to lay waste to everyone here. There's going to be a whole lot of these situations with people getting laid out. And Joe, I don't think Joe means every word that he said. So that's a promise, not a threat from Samoa Joe.
Then we had an interview with Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan, who is not backing down from Asuka, and we're pretty much begging Liv Morgan to back down from Asuka because we all believe this ends horribly for Liv Morgan. Asuka then basically said, okay, if you want it, let's go. We can do this. So they're going to throw down next week as we're, again, praying for Liv Morgan to just, it's not worth it. Just fall back. You're not ready for this life.
Aries versus Arnie Lurkin, a.k.a. Biff Busick. This was awesome.
Lurkin, I really do. Like, I like his style. I don't know what those mountain screeches or what those non-screeches are, but I like him. I really do like him. I like this dude. It was Aries in the end who took all that offense and caught him with the last chancery, which made him submit. But I like Lorcan. I think he's good. I like him.
Yep, and Austin caught a promo post match.
Yep, and as the Tommy would come out, as he would kind of challenge Beta Tommy to come to the ring and the roll out of the ring. It's clear that Tommy and Aries are going to battle at the next TakeOver. Oh, you see the TakeOver Toronto logo?
Yes.
It's going to be so sick. NXT TakeOver Toronto or Canada, as they're going to go to Toronto the night before Survivor Series. That's going to be dope.
Billy Kay beat Aaliyah.
Yeah, nothing to write home about here. I mean, I like some of the offense that Leah had. It was decent offense from Billy Kay, but nothing really special. But Billy Kay getting the W here. Clearly, Billy Kay is being built up as like the next heel, the next real heel to jump into the NXT women's picture.
And then Cedric Alexander versus Andrade and ACNL. Wow. Oh, yes.
What a match. And I guess, I wonder, is Cedric double duty or Cedric straight NXT? This was really good. Either way, this was tremendous from start to finish. Both guys looked incredibly comfortable with each other. And then they had really good chemistry, really good flow. It was Cedric winning with the lumbar check. But this is a really, really good match from start to finish. Can't be mad at how this turned out. Very good match.
I don't think anyone would be mad to see CN Almas versus
a lot of these crews. I can see him battle with Swan, or I can see him battle a bunch of cats in the Cruiserweight Classic. Like Gallagher, I'd like to see him battle Gallagher. CN Almas seems like the perfect guy to battle a lot of these Cruiserweights.
Yeah, and that would be a good role for him. That would be a really good role for him.
Yeah, so NXT clearly did work, as we're still kind of feeling the sting of the lack of Cruiserweight Classic. But NXT did work, so well, good job, NXT, for helping the cause there.
Yeah.
As we're getting closer to TakeOver in Toronto.
Which will probably be Asuka, Liv Morgan. That's going to be scary. Or Asuka, Billy Kay.
Probably Asuka, Billy. I would think Billy's the one they're preparing for Asuka, like the next big challenge, I guess.
And other stuff. Anything else?
Not really. We previewed Classic Champions. Not really.
You're not here, so we can't really watch matches or anything, so.
Yeah, not really much else to really cover. There's not really much left.
Yeah, we covered everything in 30 minutes. In 37 minutes, so. That'll do it for Get in the Ring this week. For Danny Kugler, Beast Mike.
I'll be back in on Monday for the lounge. We'll recap week three. We'll talk about the fallout for what's going to go down with more college football stuff. Obviously, the baseball pennant race is getting serious. And we'll see where everyone goes from there. But, yeah, that's pretty much it for us.
Yeah, and Hard and Heavy's tomorrow.
We'll be back in on Monday.
With a review of Rock, Allegiant, and Music. So that'll be great.
Okay. Yep, so do your thing.
So it's 10:37 on Monco Radio. Let me pull it up. Where music and minds meet.
At the Whitpain Community Festival, Saturday, September 24th on...